It's 1-2-3 with me, Bob, and now the part I've been looking forward to for quite some time, Shenfield High School. Now, they have an excellent drama department, and earlier this year I was delighted to be invited to see their superb whole school production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Now, each year a variety of students from all years take part in a full-scale musical, and their next production early next year is Fame the Musical, and here to tell us all about it is course teacher Mrs. Rachel Bryan, along with students Lily Dawson, Lucia Rawlings, Amy Hollingsworth and Dan West. Good afternoon, everybody.
Hi.
Hey, hello, nice to see you.
Hi.
Well, let's just start with Mrs. Bryan, first of all. Now, as I said, I saw Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat last year. It was a great professional production, and I enjoyed it enormously, as did the audience on the night, and I think it was a standing ovation when I was there that night. Were you pleased with the way it all turned out?
Oh, well, I'm really glad that you enjoyed it, Bob.
Yeah, great.
Thank you so much for coming.
That's all right.
And yes, I have actually directed many musicals and other productions at Shenfield High School, but Joseph is certainly one that I will always remember.
Yeah.
The talent at Shenfield is amazing, and every member of the cast on both production nights, they oozed confidence and class, and I'm always honoured and privileged to work with these students, and I'm super proud of all their hard work, their commitment that they put into making such wonderful productions like Joseph.
Absolutely, it was absolutely amazing. So what about Fame the Musical then? How are the preparations for that going?
Really, really well. The cast and the production team have been working very hard over the last few months with their rehearsals, which have involved learning very complex dance routines, right, learning lines, perfecting harmonies, as well as what happens behind the scenes, like designing the sets, sourcing costumes, as well as many other things that we have to carefully consider when putting on such a huge production like Fame. We're very excited, and we are looking forward to the new year when all the finishing touches come together and it finally happens.
Yeah, so you'll be back to school after the holidays, and it'll be a lot of hard work running up to the production,
I expect,
won't it? Yeah. Okay, now this is a much-loved musical, both in the film and the TV versions, as well as this stage version. But for anyone out there who might not know what it's all about, can you give us a bit of a rundown of the story, please?
Of course, yeah. Fame the Musical provides an open look at New York City's High School of Performing Arts, where sweat and hard work are the key factors. The plot follows a group of students across acting, dancing and music faculties from the 1980s to 1984. And they learn to master their craft and grow up alongside each other, rising to various challenges that face them. We see their struggles with ambition, fame and self-confidence through the eyes of the students, such as Carmen, who is a really ambitious dancer. She's obsessed with fame. Serious actor Nick and an overweight dancer Mabel. The show does not shy away from complex issues such as racial prejudice, drug abuse, sexual exploitation, as the younger performers explore the realities of a striving career in show business.
Yeah, it must be a difficult thing to put on, what with the singing and the dancing as well. Who does all the choreography?
Well, we have a team of choreographers.
Yeah.
We have Mrs. Richardson, we have Mr. Lakeman Wells, we have Mrs. Nolan.
Right.
And the students have also been choreographing some of
brilliant.
The numbers too.
Oh,
yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. Now, more serious question, really. Tell us about the aims of producing a whole school musical each year by the school.
Well, our fundamental aim at Shenfield High School for putting on a whole school musical each year is to be completely inclusive and allow all students from year 7 to 13 to be part of something outside the classroom context. I firmly believe that drama and musical theatre is a facilitator of all life skills, which include interaction, communication, teamwork, discipline, empathy. Pupils can acquire and use these skills regardless of their academic status.
Yeah.
It includes everyone and excludes no one. We had over 100 students this year audition for
Wow.
Fame.
Wow.
It was brilliant. And the scale of this production is massive. Not only do we have this huge cast, we have all the additional students that are helping with what happens behind the scenes with makeup, front of house duties, providing refreshments on show night, the sound and tech team, the band. And these are just a few jobs that are involved in putting on such a massive production. And I personally strongly believe that the opportunities like what we offer at Shenfield with our whole school production just maximises all students' potential, whether they are high achievers or those with specific individual needs, giving them an opportunity to be part of something that they may never get outside of school.
Absolutely, and what a confidence builder as well to take part in something like that, and when it all comes together and it's a success.
Definitely, fantastic.
Okay, well, thanks, Rachel. Now we've got some of your students with us today. Let's start with our two Year 7 students who are both playing the role of Carmen in the production. It's Lily Dawson and Lucia Rawlings. So, Lily, you've both only been at Shenfield High School since September and you've landed a lead part in the production. How did that happen and did you have to audition for the role?
I generally don't know how that happened, but... like everyone's here to support me, like my friends and all the people, like the teachers. And yeah, we did have to audition. So we had the choral auditions where we had to sing as a whole cast. And then we had the choice if we wanted to go to principal to sing on our own. Mm-hmm. And obviously all the people that have got principal did do that. And then we had the dancing like sections. So those were for the advanced dancers and the... ensemble. So
right, so you do it all, do you? You're singing and dancing and
yeah I do it all, but I feel like I didn't really want to go for a dancing part. I felt like even though it would be amazing, I feel like the singing and like the dialogue is so, it's so wonderful.
Right, have you done this sort of performing before?
Yes.
You have. Ah, right, you're right into it, are you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Lucia, now, how is it that you're both playing the same part? How does that work?
So it's good that we're both playing the same part because I'm also in the school football team.
Ah, wow.
So that means if I've once missed a rehearsal, and I can always trust Lily to, like, help me go through the steps and fill me in on what I've missed out on.
Right, okay. So are you performing on different nights? Is that how it works? Or
yeah, I'll be doing the second night and Lily will be doing the first night.
Right, and what about you? Have you done any performing before?
I've done a few shows. I was the main part in my school show last year when I was in Year 6.
Right, okay. And a question for both of you. Did Shenfield's reputation for their excellent Performing Arts Academy influence your decision to choose Shenfield High School as your secondary school?
Yeah.
You knew all about Shenfield and what they do there.
Yeah, the Performing Arts Academy is amazing. Yeah.
Sadly, I didn't get in, but when I got Carmen, I was thrilled.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, time for some music then. Now, you're going to sing live for us in the studio. Are you both going to sing?
Yeah, we've worked out how to do it as a duet, but we're not going to do it as, like, duets on the night.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to this. The song you're going to sing is There She Goes, Fame. Can you give us a background of what it's about and how it fits into the story?
Basically... Carmen is obsessed with fame and she wants it all really quickly, so she's like, I'm gonna live forever, all the crowd to love me. And
yeah, she's very big-headed.
Yeah, she is.
Right, okay.
And very attitudey and all out there. So
okay, so are you ready?
Yeah.
Lovely. All right then, well, here's Lily Dawson and Lucia Rawlings and There She Goes, Fame. Here we go.
You want to follow her, whoever you are. And there she goes. She's passing you. You better hurry if you wanna look. Maybe you'll get her in your autograph book. She's passing you. Reach out to touch and don't be shy. There ain't no reason to be scared. No, it's too much, I can't look her in the eye. No, I'm not prepared.
Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, you've all been so wonderful to me. I don't know how to thank you enough. And thank you to God for making me so fantastic.
I'm on top of the chart.
Wow, fantastic. Love it. Well done, you two. That's Lily Dawson and Lucia Rawlings, and there she goes. Thank you for that. I like the bit of dance movement in that as well. You've obviously done a bit of choreography, and you're kind of locked into it, aren't you? You were sitting there wiggling away. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much indeed. Okay, let's move on to our Year 13 students, and we'll start with Dan West. Hi, Dan.
Hiya.
Hello, mate. Hang on, let me turn you up a little bit. Yeah, that's better. Now, tell us about your character. He's got a great name, Nick Piazza.
Yeah, I play Nick, who's an aspiring young actor. I believe I think he wants it the most out of anyone in the business.
Right.
And he's just throughout the play, then, how extremely passionate he is.
Right. So do you get to sing in the production?
I do get to sing. I get to sing a song called I Want to Make Magic, where he sort of highlights his ambition to be an actor as he confronts Serena.
Okay, but he's more of an actor, the actual character, than
yeah,
a singer.
Yeah, so he's more of an actor than a singer.
Yeah. Now, I'm guessing this will be your final year at Shenfield High School.
Yeah.
What has your experience been like at the school, and how much has the performing arts side of the school helped you?
Well, in the school, it's been amazing. Like, I've just made really good friends, yep. And the performing arts has just helped me grow as a person. I don't think I would have been like as confident as I am now,
right,
without the performing arts.
Yeah, yeah. And what is this something you're going to follow in future? What are you going on to when you leave Shenfield?
Hopefully, I'd like to go to university, study history.
Yeah.
But I know lots of universities have performing arts societies within them, so I can continue my sort of passion.
Yeah, well, good luck to you. I hope
Thank
you do.
You.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Dan, and good luck being Nick Piazza. I think I'm going to change that to my radio name. Nick Piazza on Phoenix FM.
I've asked everyone to call me at school.
And our final student today is Amy Hollingsworth. Hi, Amy.
Hello.
Now, let me just sort my faders out here because they're not... That's better. Now, your character is Miss Sherman,
yes,
is that right?
Yeah.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about Miss Sherman?
She's the kind of the head teacher, also the English teacher of the school.
Yeah.
She's a funny character because at the beginning everybody's like, oh, she's quite scary, quite strict, and she's kind of the teacher which people really don't like as much.
Right.
But actually, she just cares so much about everybody. I think she's worried because in reality, it is such a hard industry, and I think she does portray like that reality of it, that you do need to kind of make sure that you are prepared for that industry because it's so difficult.
Yeah, so I think you've got to have discipline,
yeah,
and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, fantastic. Now, it's interesting that you're a student at Shenfield High School and their Performing Arts Academy, and you're performing the role of a teacher,
yeah,
at a performing arts school. Can you see any parallels between your actual school and the one portrayed in the musical? Who's Miss Sherman at school then?
Well, it's funny because our head teacher, like, take away the S, is actually Miss Herman. So it's kind of Miss Sherman, Miss Herman. So that's funny. But anyway, but there is, though, it's kind of very similar because there are so many teachers which I could kind of use as influence. But I think for this teacher, because she's kind of, I think it's good to have like a happy medium. I was talking to Dad earlier about having a teacher which you respect.
Right.
So
yeah,
you're not where you kind of abuse the use of not doing work, but actually that you do want to get the work done and you do respect them for it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I see Miss Sherman as that, and I definitely kind of the way she cares about the students and sees them, like, she wants them to do well, even though she may come off kind of strict. And I think, like, even in drama with Mrs. Bryan and Mrs. Nolan, that they make sure that we do get the work done and that we are prepared for the A levels.
Yeah.
But they're so lovely.
And it's still fun, is it?
Oh yeah, of course.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
It's funny being a teacher because all the year sevens they treat and it's not that they're scared of me, but they're always like wary when they talk to me, like, oh gosh. But, yeah.
Oh well, you must be a really good actress then, yeah. Yeah. Or actor. I should say actor nowadays. Yeah. So the same question to you as Dan. What's your experience of Shenfield High School been like, and how much has the performing arts side of the school helped you?
So I'm an external student, so I just joined for the sixth form.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, I've only been here for 2 years, but honestly, from like the word go, I've just been stuck into the kind of the arts department with performing arts, drama, and music. So normally you just see me running between two sections of the school. Fortunately, they're together. But no, I love it so much. I've gained so many amazing friends.
Yeah.
And it's just such a family. It sounds really cringy saying it, but honestly, my especially my kind of my year group, year 12 and 13s, we get so close together. And I don't think you can have that in any other subject.
No.
None of my friends who take kind of, I don't know, I don't want to say any subjects, but they don't understand that if you don't get along with your student or with your kind of fellow people, it can create such a kind of a, an atmosphere. But no, I love my class.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
Well, I got the same impression last year from the cast of Joseph.
Yeah.
That, you know, you say
so
that, it's not cringy. It's nice. It's all about being a family and getting on together and working together. It's brilliant. So what about you? What do you hope to go on to after Shenfield?
I'm hoping, fingers crossed, to become an actor musician. So to university and do the actor musician degree where you act and you do the instruments and the singing at the same time. Yeah.
Okay, so you play instruments as well, do
you?
Yeah. Well, we'll have to have you in on your own. Come in and perform on Phoenix FM for us. Yeah. Okay, so you're going to sing for us as well. Your song, if I can play the right one this time, is These Are My Children.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about this song and fit it into the context of the story for us.
So this is near the end of the show, and I think the audience have kind of seen how everybody's seen her. It's been quite a harsh character. Even the teachers don't really like her, or the students. And this is where she kind of opens up a bit and we actually see the truth behind her actions. And no, she's actually a nice, caring teacher. And she wants the students to do well. That's it, really.
All right, fantastic. You ready?
Yeah.
Get your headphones on.
Goodness me.
And here we go. This is These Are My Children, sung by Amy Hollingsworth.
When all the world seems oh so dark, and I can't find a way to cope. When deep inside me, to teach. These are my saving grace. I see my calling and each and every face.
Well done, Amy. No, that was lovely. You got a lovely voice. Very well performed.
Thank you. So much.
Thank you. And well, overwhelmed. Well done. Good luck to everybody on the night, and everybody who might be listening who's not here today. You know, I'm sure it's going to be absolutely wonderful. So, Rachel, you got a really talented bunch last year for the production, and you've got some more this year, haven't you?
I know. It just gets better year after year.
Just how rewarding is your job working with these talented young people?
I have to say, Bob, that this is the most rewarding aspect of my profession.
Yeah.
And I get a lot of enjoyment out of working with such motivated, talented, enthusiastic students. They give up a lot of their time, their own social time and energy, to take part in a whole school production. And I cannot thank them enough, because if it wasn't for them doing that, giving up their time and being here with us, then it wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
And it makes it all worthwhile for me.
Yes, yes. Now, what about the production itself? Is it going to be open to the general public, or is it mainly just for parents?
No, absolutely. It's open to everybody.
Ah, right.
And we welcome everyone out there in the community to come and watch what our young, talented stars at Shenfield have been creating over the last few months. And it would be our pleasure to invite you on either Wednesday, the 31st of January, or Thursday, the 1st of February. And our performance begins at 6 and will take place in the main hall of the school.
Right, lovely. Now, can you give us some details? When and where is it, and how can people get hold of tickets?
So tickets can be purchased in advance via our finance team, or we'll be selling them on the door, although tickets are selling quite quickly, so we do recommend you buy them early to avoid disappointment, absolutely. Tickets cost £10 for adults, or they're £6 for concessions, so 60 plus or children. And just again, I will just say that the performance is taking place on Wednesday, the 31st of January, and the 1st of February, Thursday, the 1st of February.
Lovely. Well, we'll put all those details and a recording of our little chat and sing song today up on the Phoenix FM website, so you can listen again. It's been a real treat to have you all here into the studio today. Thank you so much for coming along and performing for us. And as I said before, good luck to you and everyone else involved in the school production. I hope it's a real great roaring success. Well done, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.